Let me tell you a quick little story. Brother Hagin said when he was passing, first started passing, he had passed a church in the country, and this older gentleman he stayed with, they slept late. The rest of the people got up, they had to go to the field. Boy, do I know about that. And he said, this guy, this older gentleman, would get up and put the coffee on the stove and, you know, and boil it. And so that coffee was boiling. He pulls it out of the pot into the cup, picked the cup up and drank it, and never stopped. He said he hollered the first time he saw it because it hurt him. I would have hollered too. What I want to bring out, when we become callous and past feeling and reckless and having what? Abandon ourselves a prey to what? Unbridled sensuality, eager, and what else? Greedy to indulge every form of impurity that what? That depraved desire may suggest and demand. All right, greedy. Like I said the other day, we're going to talk about that too. But here's what we want to do. Here's what we want to do. I think it may have been Saturday morning because most of you weren't here. We are quick to talk about sexual sin. So I don't want nobody to get offended now. If you do, you're going to have to get over it because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it in love. We're quick to talk about sexual sin. And when in fact ain't nothing wrong with sex. What makes sex sin is the misuse of it. God has given us instruction, and you have all the sex you want if you do it like He said. And you'll be legal all night long, all day long if that's what you want to do. You don't have to go to work, you can just If you can live and make it like that, you can just go after it. But what makes a sin is when people just ignore God, like God didn't know what He's talking about. He the one made it and set everything in order. He have given us instruction how to handle it. But let me go on. I don't want to spend a lot of time there. But we get real, we're real heavy on sexual sin. But I found out in the Bible, reading the Bible, sin is sin.
Amen.
So, all right. Y'all ready? So, but when we start talking about gluttony, now you want to throw some rocks at, I become Stephen. You know what I mean? You know, Stephen stood up to those Pharisees and religious folks. They stoned him because he told them the truth. And people don't want to talk about that, but eating too much is sin. God know you gotta eat. Amen. And that's why we have the Spirit of God so He can help us in all those areas. All right? So, but you, look what it said, but you did not sow what? You know, that's why they were doing it, because they had not learned Christ. Now, so we're going to talk about some other thing. Assuming that what? Assuming that you have really heard Him and have been taught by Him as what now? How much of the truth?
All.
is where?
In Jesus.
In Jesus, embodied and what? Personified in him. All the truth. Now, why would you go search out and look for truth somewhere when he just told you all the truth is where? In him. It's embodied in him. So look what he tells us to do now. So you know this, so do what now? Strip yourselves of your former nature. You've been born again. Your spirit have been made what? Brand new. Wouldn't that be kind of silly of me? I go in there, you know, hour or so ago and take a shower and get all dutied up and the old raggedy, stinking, musty clothes and put them back on and come out here. And when I walk by, y'all go, And that's the way most Christians that walks in these areas, that's what they think they're looking good. But they are smelly, stinky, in spiritual things. And God not pleased with that. You've been made a new creature. Now, take those rags, strip them off, get rid of them, and burn them. You don't need them anymore. You got a new set of clothes to wear. You're a new person. You ought to dress different. That went over real big. Strip yourselves of your former nature. Put off and do what? Discard your old, unrenewed, self-stinking attitude, which characterized what? Your previous manner of life. Get rid of it. Don't bring it up no more. Get rid of it. Discard it. You got a new set of clothes, new way of living, new attitude, new way of thinking, new rules to live by, new things to learn, new way of living, new, and you have been made a brand new creature. Amen. With brand new information, revelation, way of doing, way of living, way of talking, way of dealing in life. So you strip off that old unrenewed and discard the unrenewed self and discard it. And you do what? Which characteristic of your previous manner of life and becomes what? Corrupt through what? Lust and desire that spring from delusion. Keep going. And be what? Constantly what? Where? Spirit of your mind. Constantly renewed in the spirit. That means you have to spend time in the Bible every day. Yeah, meditate, read. Practice.